Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, or good afternoon, and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malicia, and I'd like to welcome you to my show today. We do talk about different worldly events on my show. It is a little different from the Bible studies that I was doing. I think it was a year ago. It might have been longer than a year ago. But we still reference the Bible. We have Christian things that I talk about on the radio show sometimes. But also, I'm going to talk about some things that are going on in the world. And the Holy Spirit, you know, said to me that, you know, it's time to do something a little bit different, because I was used to doing the whole thing, and I've read the whole Bible, and I've done talk shows on the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you can read the Bible every day and then come up with something different, because the Bible is different every day. Because it gives you different things to think about. That's what I mean by it's different every day. The Bible never changes. The Bible is always the same. But what I mean by different every day is that the Holy Spirit will come to you and tell you something different that you have never thought of. Well, you know, I named this Bible study, what I call it, is being you, being you. And the reason I say that is because we have so many people nowadays that have lost themselves in being something that they are not. And I came to realize that it's not all about you, the person. It's not all about you. When Father God does something, He does it for others. Maybe it'd be, I'm speaking to the Holy Spirit and telling you to do this or do that. Or whether it be from opening doors for you that no one could shut. And it does it for somebody else. You know, most people are selfish. Just by human nature. People are selfish. You're just not helping them to move on or do things for themselves. It's not helping them. So they tend to be selfish. I want things to go their way. Or it's just not going to benefit them. Even though they don't really care about it. And in everyday life, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being selfish when it comes to giving, as you were saying, so many people are giving to Hurricane Harvey victims in Texas. I'm not talking about that type of not being selfish. I'm talking about every day. But we tend to hang on to things. And that we work for the rest, that, you know, we don't think other people may deserve to have those things because we work for them and their dreams. And we want those things for ourselves. The Bible says to give, you know, to give without receiving anything back. And although it might hurt us to give, you know, give about time, give about resources, give about money. You know, because we give it in time, it's the way it should. Growing up in a house.
here in the interview to this Rahab, or we are But the thing is, see, Father God, in His word, He says, look to the hill. He didn't say look to other people to help me. That's not what He said. He said to look to the hill from which comes your help. And then He says, your help. He didn't say it came from men or women or any other person. We have to understand. Being a widow in this list of my husband back in April of this year, I had to come to grips with myself, knowing that from that day forward, I was going to have to do everything on my own. If I went through it, we have to be okay with it. Because that what is important is that this is what we have to do. It is a time to speak. The Lord is saying that finally, He was not ready to do this. He just wanted to be able to do this. Because we don't have the ability to do this. Before we this guy is this, this guy is this. The Bible says, but in every situation, in every, present your request to God and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's the difference. 4 and 6. So, what I have to learn, but we really don't. We don't know what to do. Because the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. What's James 1:5? So we don't know what to do, like our professors. It says to ask God, do not miss the next step. What would you say about that? So you want to be in the perfect will of God. It says, okay, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we are to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. So when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit of God intercedes for us through